Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Brought to you by CECF Wish Foundation.
All right, so we've been hearing a lot of bridezilla stories lately. And you know what a bridezilla is. It's somebody that's psycho when it comes to their wedding. I was not a bridezilla. I think I did great. Here's one that decided to dump her sister as a bridesmaid. Would you like to know why?
Yeah.
Her sister found out that she was pregnant.
Right.
The bride said, I specifically told the wedding party that I didn't want any pregnant bridesmaids.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody gets pregnant while I'm getting married.
She said, I informed her that I didn't want any visible pregnant bridesmaids for my party, and it's my personal preference. So here it is February, and she tells me she's pregnant, which means in 8 months, which will be my big day, she'll be ready to pop, and it's going to be very obvious that she's pregnant, so I'm going to kick her out of the wedding. Because then people go, oh, look at the pregnant lady. Look how cute she looks. And they won't be looking at the bride.
See, that would be an instant I'm not marrying you with a guy. I mean, to me, if I were the husband and I heard this happened, I would be like, this is what you're really like? Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
But they still get married.
I can't believe the husband's not like, you need to snap out of it. You're acting psycho. Mm-hmm.
Well, even that, just that she did already, she already acted psycho. Mm-hmm. It's not like you can repair that. That just things to come in the future.
Didn't somebody else make a... The bridesmaid kicked her out of the wedding because she was top heavy?
That was Friday. We had one that invited, you know, the bridesmaid has big boobs.
Yeah. So she wanted her out of the wedding.
And they got bigger. So
I don't want to have any distractions.
So she kicked her out.
Girls are crazy. And their grooms still marry them.
That's what because he's got to be those kind of guys that are like, yes, dear, whatever, dear. I mean, they must be those guys.
You know, there's a television show called Bridezillas, mm-hmm. and the mouths on these... ladies and the attitudes on these ladies, I cannot even believe that anybody, bridal party alone, but the groom even puts up with it.
Like, dude, you're actually going to go through with this, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, she yells at me too.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah.
Harold and I were like, whatever you want. What do you want? You want that? Okay, I'm fine with that. Sure.
Yeah,
why not?
Your guys' wedding, it started like, well, we're going to have this, we're going to have this. 2 weeks later, I'm like, Jill, what are you going to do with this? I don't know, dude. Like, whatever. Like, I don't know. You'll have a table with food, and then that's about all I got.
Well,
for
they're
you.
Like, what color napkin do you want? We have white, off-white, ecru, eggshell white. I'm like, just pick one. It's fine. They're all white. This is going to be a nice event, the Oscars, but I'm not talking about the award show. I'm talking about the swag bags that they get. This is more interesting than the actual awards. So they're Sunday night, right? And then all the presenters and performers get, it's kind of like a thank you bag. These have become highly coveted because what started out as just champagne and chocolates has now turned into a very high-end product, including trips. Are you ready? This year's swag bag includes, and is not limited to, by the way, this is up on our website, 105.9 Sunny FM, the whole list because I can't go through all of them, a luxury small ship adventure with international expeditions from the Amazon, Galapagos Islands, the Iceland, and Costa Rica. Premium infused edibles with cannabis. This is weird. This one's actually kind of cool. A private phobia relief session with the world's number one phobia expert. So I guess if you have a fear of something, they sit down like a therapy session to get rid of a phobia you have.
Boy, they'll have to get online there. Celebrities.
Right. Personal training sessions with celebrity trainers. Lots of art, lots of jewelry, lots of makeup, a week-long Greek beachfront escape, an organic field-to-table dinner in Mexico, Golden Door Luxury Wellness Resort, you get a week there, hair care products, 3-day-long stay at the Luxury Wellness Retreat in Malibu.
This is all stuff they get anyway. I don't understand.
Well, here's what I don't understand. If anyone can afford, you know, meals prepared by a celebrity chef.
How about a week in Detroit?
Celebrities, but they're giving all this stuff for free. Give this stuff to, like, the guy that runs the camera or the lighting guy.
Right.
He's the one that needs this
totally.
Stuff.
Totally. Give these people some reality. You know, hey, spend some time in the Bronx.
Right.
You know? It's a week stay in the Bronx.
Well, if you go to the Bronx, you get to hang out with Anthony Weiner because he's out. You remember he was arrested, 54 years old.
Oh, God, yeah.
And now your Anthony Weiner update. Weiner has been poking around various places outside of prison. Yes, things are looking up for Weiner. Nope, you can't keep Weiner down. Stay tuned for another Weiner update.
Sorry about that. It just goes off. It's the AP feed. Yeah.
He's getting out on good behavior early, but he has to spend the last 3 months in a halfway house. So he was spotted getting delivery food, you know, walked out. He had his Mets hat on. They're like, what are you getting? He's like, oh, I'm just getting some Italian food from the pizza place down the street.
And getting some hot dogs and some sausages and some wieners.
Bratwurst.
God. Okay. So, yeah, he's getting out for good behavior. So
now he's going to be like forever. What, sexual something?
Sexual, what do they call it? Hold on.
Predator?
Sex offender.
Sex offender the whole time. So.
And now your Anthony Weiner update. Weiner continues to thrust himself into the spotlight.
Oh, dear.
You'd expect Weiner to be hiding, but he's just hanging out. Weiner is relentless, sticks to his guns, and Weiner does not flip-flop. Stay tuned for another Weiner update.
All right. The Rick Stacy Morning Show.